Dallas News today.
All right. Something hit me last night, and I'm going to talk about it. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, you're going to want to stay with us for this. We have massive amounts of news as well on this live Sunday, September 1st, 2024 broadcast. But if you want the keys of victory against the globalist, and if you want to defeat them and get Trump into office, this is it. And I know what I'm talking about. Here I am 14 years ago predicting what was coming. Stay with us, my friends.
We have become decadent. Empires are never conquered from without. They implode and fall apart from within because the populations become decadent, they become slovenly, they become self-absorbed, they become nihilistic, and they stop having their impulse to be caring and compassionate, and people stop sticking together. They start thinking that you get ahead by screwing each other, and then that creates an atmosphere where everybody is basically screwing each other for a percentage, and then society implodes because confidence is lost. We've seen this the last 6-7 years in Mexico, where the corruption of the culture and of the government has become so systemic and so system-wide that it has now collapsed into a road warrior-type scenario. And we saw this in Rome, ancient Rome. We've seen this in places like North Korea. And we're now beginning to see it happen in the United States. All over the country, major cities and counties and towns are laying off many of their police officers, their fire departments, in some cases more than half the officers. And they're announcing, we are not going to respond to regular crimes, grand theft auto, home invasion, armed robbery. The officers we've got left are going to be used for fines and fees and revenue generation, basically sucking off of you. And this really shows we're going into a third world system where the taxes go up, but the benefits and the basic services go down, and the police more and more become defenders of the ultra-rich and the big corporations and the government, and go out and fully convert from aiding the public and defending the law and helping the population to being revenue generators who were there to feed off the population. So we are now going into the final phase of societal degeneration and collapse. And it's not going to take 100+ years for the West to collapse like it did Rome 2,000 years ago. We are going to see the West accelerate its collapse, and the third world nations bordering the West are already in full collapse. And this has been engineered and designed by the global social architects that want an end to the industrialized society so that they can fully bankrupt society and on its ashes build their planetary corporate dictatorship, which will reduce everyone down to the level of feudal slaves. Less than 1 out of 1,000 will be part of the superclass. You will have a large percentage of the population, a large minority, that will be law enforcement and bureaucrats and private contractors that will enforce and suppress the population.
I know how to beat the globalists. We're going to release key intel tonight on this live Sunday show. Sunday, September 1st, 2024. I am your host, Alex Jones. Please check out all the incredible reports and videos that are game changers at Real Alex Jones. We're about to join 300+ radio stations in 1 minute. Stay with us.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you. the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
It is Sunday, September 1st, 2024, 4:06 Central Standard Time, as we blast out on over 350 radio stations, hundreds of cable and TV stations, and of course at InfoWars.com/show, band.video, and the Mighty X at Real Alex Jones. All right, the quickening is obviously here. Total news overload. We're going to try to cover it all in the next 2 hours, and then Chase Geiser with even more will come in tonight, 6 to 8 p.m. with Sunday Night Live, and then we'll return tomorrow, 8 a.m., Harrison Smith with American Journal, myself, 11 a.m. Central, the weekday Alex Jones Show, 3 p.m., Owen Schroyer, and the War Room, and so much more. Your home for the resistance against the globalists that are now all out in the open is InfoWars.com. Now, I'm going to tell you the news we're covering tonight, then I'm going to start trying to plow through it. But I've learned, it's a simple thing of media, but I don't really follow the regular rules, but it's definitely one that I should follow more often, to build something up that's really important. Because there's so much news and so much information and so many false political paradigms and systems that people don't really, a lot of them, see the real jewels in the big mountain of rock. People miss the four-leaf clover for the whole field of regular clover. But Trump, something we've all been pushing for him to do, has started really understanding this and started to go into it. Despite the fact it's so horrible, people kind of have a built-in tendency when something's so terrible that's hidden in plain view to not want to address it. But he's been doing that now. So instead of starting the broadcast, like I always do, with whatever I think is most important right up front, everything else a close second, I'm going to do what mainstream media does, where they'll build up and cover a bunch of important news before they hit the big one. But I'm not going to make you wait 2 hours to get to it. I'm going to get to it in about less than 30 minutes, about 25 minutes from now, a little bit into the third segment of the broadcast coming up at 33 after. But I want this hardcore, amazing audience of the most informed, active people that care about what's happening in the world. That really is who you are. That's why they hate this show, is it's a focal point for you. They're not trying to just get me, that I can get through me to get to you, as Trump says. It's damn right. Super accurate. On target. Dead on. That if Trump does what he's doing more and adds one more aspect and common sense statement to it and pledge, this is something that is really important. It's our duty. It's something we must do to keep our souls. And the Democrat deep state that loves death and loves abortion and everything else can dehumanize unborn children, but they cannot dehumanize the admitted Senate report up from 2 years ago, 89,000 missing children, to the new report out a week and a half ago of 325,000 completely missing children as young as 6 months old. On average, they're 10. And they've caught them in slave labor, sex slavery. And it hits the local news here and there, but never national news. If Trump, and we put together myself and Chase Geiser, basically worked this whole weekend, we put this compilation together that just documents what he's saying during a 5-minute segment of a speech he gave with Bobby a week and a half ago, and then he gave again a few days ago. Not just this report needs to go viral, but Trump needs to get the rest of the message and go the last few steps that are the most important. So I will detail all this and give you the rest of the story, and cause I haven't given the info yet, on if Trump does it, it's the right thing to do, and it will unify the people, and it will absolutely energize the population to take action. And believe me, in government, in universities, in business, and in the federal law enforcement, they are outraged, the ones that haven't been culled or kicked out by the mass human trafficking, including select slavery. I've met with federal agents, top federal judges, high-level Pentagon, all current, and they are like ready. I mean, they're like, yeah, we want to fix this peacefully, but at a certain point, we become complicit, whether you're a private citizen or a Fed, whoever you are, if you don't deal with this, because it is admitted. So, this is coming up in about 21 minutes now. I'm going to hit it, and I'm going to detail it. And then we're going to take that once we're not live today and archive it to X at Real Alex Jones and Man Up Video. And it's your job, and I will call Roger, and I can get a hold of Trump. It'll take like a week, and I got to sit by the phone, and all of a sudden there's a unregistered call, no number, and then a woman comes on and says, "Will you talk to President Trump?" But I've got to literally sit there. I've missed probably 100 Trump phone calls in the last 8 years of all the Trump calls I've gotten, and then I have to keep it always on and just sit there, even when I'm on air. It's happened a couple times when I'm on air. I got to go off air. I got to just sit there waiting. And I don't do that with a phone. I got my ringer off right here. It's just sitting here. So I know his top campaign people listen. I can call his campaign head. He sends me texts all the time. We talk here and there. And yes, I'm going to get on the phone tomorrow morning, and I'm going to call the head of his campaign, and I'm going to call Roger, and I'm going to do all of that. And I'm going to call Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Leave it at that. I got his number. Leave it at that. Inside baseball. I'm going to call him tomorrow, and he picks up. Easier to get a hold of than Trump. And I'm going to push this and sell this. And look, it's such a no-brainer that when I had this epiphany when I was up working last night, and I called Chase, and he answered. We've been working all day already up here. You saw the big live show and tape reports we did. We turned out 7 reports yesterday in an hour and a half show. And he said, absolutely. So he put together exactly what I asked him to do, and it was out this morning. We're going to play that here on air, and then I'm going to go through it all. And I'm kind of setting the table here, but what Trump really listens to is people on the road, and his campaign being emailed, and him being retweeted, and people tweeting at him and going on Truth Social. I want the report we're going to play at the bottom of the hour, and what I say, flooding him. And I predict within 1 week he will adopt this, 100%. It's just that he hasn't gone the final step. And that's the key. Clarity is king. So it's like he's got a super high-powered cable with a trillion watts going through it that'll vaporize the globalist, and there's sparks jumping off of it and the rest of it, but he's 20 feet away from the connector. All we got to do is get him to plug it in, and they're fried politically. And there is the report. Put it back on screen. I'll have it reposted on Infowars.com. Exposed Kamala Harris caused over 325,000 children to go missing because of her border policy. Now, that's putting it lightly. I reposted it with really hardcore headlines. And I'm going to do it coming up here in about 17 minutes. Okay, let me tell you what's coming up. And boy, is it massive. And I mentioned this some on Thursday and Friday, but I didn't get into it enough. I'm going to do this today. I'm not seeing signs. I'm seeing a deluge after weeks of worshiping, about 45 days of worshiping Kamala, since they replaced Biden as if she's the second coming of sliced bread. And now I've seen a marked change by key globalist mouthpieces like the New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, ABC News, MSNBC, Bill Maher, and others. So they're beginning to really turn on her and on Walls. And we need to ask, why are they doing that? You still have the campaign spending hundreds of millions a month churning out fake stories and fake polls. That zombie's operating. But there's definitely a distancing themselves from them by Bill Maher, who's come out and said giving $150,000 to illegal aliens for free is totally insane and wrong, and saying Tim Walz is a giant, big, fat liar. Said that last night, and then he has stolen valor. We have new videos of Tim Walz saying when he was in combat in Afghanistan. We've got like 15 videos now, but the new one's even worse. The coach, the creep, the guy that puts tampons in boys' bathrooms and wants to cut your son's Johnson off. We've got all that. And then Pelosi's still defending and defending her nephew, the governor, Patrick Bateman 2.0. She calls for mass amnesty so illegals can vote, says legalize everyone in the country and give them all free houses. So you've got that paradox going on. Also, we've confirmed the videos and local news is reporting that they're massing army troops at the state's request in New York City for the very serious potentiality, and they're arrogant enough to do it. Look what they tried to kill him and all the lawfare, that for his phony conviction for real estate fraud, for overvaluing properties, which he didn't do, all the debts were paid back with a 5-star rating. He follows about the industry standard of what he believes the building will be worth in the 20 years he pays the loan off with inflation and with the value added of building the damn thing and the prestige of the best addresses and best buildings. You know, like they said, Mar-a-Lago is worth $18 million. He could sell it for probably $1 billion right now. They're selling 2-acre lots for $200 million down the street. But because they had that fake conviction in New York, they are reportedly, and the police have admitted this, it's been in local news, prepared a whole wing of Rikers Island, and the sentencing hearing is on the 18th, 17 days away. So we've got that. We also have the rapidly accelerating and ripening tyranny in Brazil. And it's come out what I told you years ago, the documents, the CIA and State Department installed Lula, put in fraudulent voting machines, got them to have the Supreme Court bar Bolsonaro from running for 8 years, like they're trying to do Trump, same strategy. They've now shut down X, then demanded it come back, then seized Starlink assets in Brazil, banned X, this is going over the different changes, banned X then on Friday, and then ordered Apple and Google to ban X off of their Apple and Droid apps, which would cripple 90% of X. A foreign communist government demanding that the backbones, that the telecommunication systems, take X down. Imagine if communist China said to do that. We'd laugh at them. But instead, the Biden administration is listening to them, and there are different spokespersons like former Labor Secretary Robert Reich, who's an admitted communist, urges global regulators to arrest Elon Musk. See, that's your global UN police state. And the New York Times, the London Guardian, they're all calling for his arrest, Elon's arrest. If he sets foot in the EU or Brazil, he'll be arrested. So talk about skin in the game. That shows how desperate they are. And I've said it, Elon is a major assassination target, just as big as Trump, because they're both doing the same thing. So I'll be drilling into that a little bit more detail, obviously. We've got a lot of the numbers in. Gas prices is up 50% under Biden-Harris. Really good news. RFK Jr. now has the biggest megaphone he's ever had. He's all over everywhere. It's beautiful. RFK Jr. calls for reckoning for immoral, homicidal, criminal behavior, close quote, during COVID-19 pandemic. That's what they really did. It was on purpose killing people. And now Pfizer says they're going to go way up in their stock, which they have, because cancer is going to grow and double the next few years. Why do you think so? That's what the mRNA does, is create the growth of cancer, the same proteins that are cancer. Incredible information. Kevin O'Leary says Kamala Harris's economic plan will destroy the American dream. That's the plan. Also, they created this whole fake controversy that Trump got in a scuffle, or his people did at Arlington, when the Gold Star families of those that got killed in Biden's disastrous snap withdrawal 3 years ago in Afghanistan, 3 years ago last week, that Trump was there disgracing it because there were TV cameras. Those were the mainstream media. They always go at these events. Biden went to one event, Trump went to three, and the Gold Star families, those that actually lost family, are saying this is a hoax, this is a fraud. Those are the terms they use. Gold Star families issue blistering statement on Kamala for politicizing Trump's Arlington visit. That's all they've got. Oh, he's got an agenda. ...2025, which is not even his agenda. Most of it's actually good. Or, oh, Trump, there's going to be a tape release with him of the N-word. Where is it? Doesn't exist. They did that 8 years ago. Same crap over and over and over again. Also, I interviewed for about 50 minutes ChatGPT of OpenAI yesterday. We made some major discoveries in the interview, and I asked it and admitted it. Incredible answers to history and philosophy and what the weather was exactly in Austin at that time. I looked it up. It was dead on. Instantly answered. But said Tim Walz was not the VP. He was just governor. And that I was disinformation for saying it, and that Trump was not grazed by a bullet and no assassination attempt happened in Butler, Pennsylvania, because all political information is walled off from it because it doesn't want you to give answers, and that's admitted, and Google's doing it too. It was a very, very interesting. I talked to it about the DARPA program to create the internet and force us all to put wires in our brains like the Matrix from 1960. It broke that down for people and blew everybody away when it answered my question exactly as history shows. Very, very, very interesting. Maybe tomorrow on the Monday show we'll air some of that. Or you know what? I can just call it back up and do it again. Very, very, very informative and interesting about how biased it is and how a bunch of globalist leftists have programmed it with disinformation when it comes to political issues. Nope, Trump. Nobody tried to kill Trump. Nope. Walz is not the VP candidate. So, that is just some of what's coming up. But as I told you, we're going to break here in about 5.5 minutes. I'm going to come back with really the open evil of our day and what it means for all of us, which side we choose on this crusade, on this quest, on this mission, on this call of duty with this clear and present ongoing great evil. Evil is making its move on all fronts. Good has to make its move on all fronts. And the globalists are panicked right now. I mean, almost all the former top liberal talk show hosts are now pro-Trump, and their audiences are exploding. Elon Musk is, Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan's basically become a supporter in everything but the open endorsement. That shows you the bandwagon effect that's happening. And Tucker's doing it because he's a good guy. I've been on the bandwagon a long time, but Musk and others see which way the wind's blowing and has really put his hide on the line. It's a big deal. His skin in the game. His arse in the vice. Hell, his head in the vice. So the fight's on, folks. We've turned the tide. We've got the momentum. The globalists have unlimited money and can still, through their corporate media, parrot out and put hoaxes out, like fake polls, you name it, are saying Trump hates all Mexicans, said no such thing. And we've got incredible border news with the Venezuelans taking over more and more apartment complexes and people's private homes. Also, crime exploding out of control. Got some numbers here, but also anecdotal. Top NFL draft pick shot during attempted robbery in San Francisco, and much more big developments on the Ukraine expanded war front. I will hit everything I mentioned today and more in detail. And, of course, this clip, I have all clips of all this. Schiff, one of the biggest liars I've ever seen, that says a lot. He makes walls look honest. Says Trump giving a green light to further violence if he loses the election, while the Democrats are the ones saying they're going to have violence in civil war conditions if that indeed happens. So, we're going to go to break here in a few minutes, come back and get into the big enchilada. Please take note. Please remember. Please share the X live feed. Please share the Trump augmented speech where we add all the documents and proof to what he's saying. A bibliography live. A fact check live, and it's all true and actually worse than what he's saying. But he's going off what the mainstream information is. That's all coming up after this break. And then also remember, the only way this game-changing, central, paramount, beyond critical information gets out is your word of mouth, your prayer, and your support. And we make it so easy to support, but we need your support and need you to make the decision to take action. I want to thank all of you that have taken action and supported, but I want to just encourage you to look in the mirror, do a gut check, and say, shouldn't I go to DrJonesNaturals.com? That has incredible nano silver products and the highest quality colloidal silver, the lowest prices you're going to find, and incredible supplements like the green fiber caps of the concentrate of all these key grass seeds, like wheatgrass, but a bunch of others that don't just flush out your gut and give you incredible immune system, but just boost your overall gut health to an incredible level. Your skin, your eyes, your clarity. Green fiber caps, we have a super strong, my dad does, at DrJonesNaturals.com. Our sponsor does. The Rocket Rest, all natural, super strong herbal sleep aid that's so good for your focus and clarity and obviously immune system. Sleep is central. We've got the Top Brain, really strong, powerful, clean stimulant combo. And then it's not a stimulant, but it acts like one with no letdown. Next level foundational energy, that's selling out. DrJonesNaturals.com. And the Super Blue Nano Silver toothpaste with the tea tree oil and the iodine with no fluoride, and it's all organic and concentrated, and other great turmeric toothpaste, and some other great activated charcoal toothpaste with all the essential oils, the Shroom Force. Check it all out at my dad's company right here in Central Texas, ready to ship to you. He needs your support. I need your support. Me and my dad are both in this fight being targeted by the globalists, plus these are great products. DrJonesNaturals.com. And then finally, the mothership, InfoWarsStore.com. The InfoWars MD line is incredible and discounted. It's private labels of top company out there that our fans let us do it, and we sell it for less than they do. They let us do it. They're so cool. Nitric Boost was already a national bestseller. Cleans out your blood and cardiovascular system. We've got it. They even let us use their name at InfoWarsStore.com. Then we've got the CBD gummies and the 1,000-milligram CBD tincture. Really strong, really great for your joints, anti-inflammation, immune system, your brain, your body. Doesn't get you high, but relaxes you with an even greater clarity. So it's like a relaxing stimulant. InfoWars MD, CBD gummies, and tincture liquid. InfoWarsStore.com and so many other great products that are selling out, like Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the 1,000-milligram vitamin C with roseps and zinc. And, of course, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, selling out, probably sold out a couple days. All at drjonesnaturals.com for the Nano Silver and all the other stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back with the keys to defeating the globalist and saving the children.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The enemies of humanity have been very good at dividing and conquering us. But if we simply start thinking about things according to the definition of is it pro-human or is it anti-human, we we start to win. And that's why I had the idea for Team Humanity. I brought it up to Elon Musk. He loved the idea.
What would you call the debate and discussion about a pro-human future? Just Team Humanity?
Yeah, Team Humanity. Absolutely.
And so we have the t-shirt, Team Humanity, with a nuclear family standing against the globalist. This shirt is a great conversation starter, but it also is a fundraiser to keep InfoWars on the air so we can promote and support Team Humanity. I want to thank you all for your past support, but I want to encourage you all now to understand that this is a revolution against the globalists, and it is so critical now to signal the fact that you are part of Team Humanity. We're told humans are the problem. We're told we're killing the Earth. We're told all this garbage, so we hate ourselves and stand down and roll over and die. We're not going to do that. Get your Team Humanity shirts now at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now. Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
It's Sunday, September 1st, 2024, and I'm your host.
Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
All right, my friends. I'm going to talk about a subject that our audience is very well aware of and they're very concerned about. And it's a big issue for people around the world, not just here. But if Trump, who is really starting to tackle it and starting to focus on the problem, gives the solution and the pledge and makes it a central part of the campaign, it will save the children, it will energize his base, it will expose our enemies, and it will win the election. And it can be a central part of America's outreach to the world, not through force or military, but through political and law enforcement support to stop the mass human trafficking of women and children, particularly children, dead in its tracks. So we know the globalist deep state hates children and hates our future and is poisoning them with fluoride and GMO and trying to get people to have abortions, and they're doing it the DNC and vasectomies, and the whole trans movement's about making it cool to sterilize mentally disabled children. That's been declassified. MI6 developed the plan in the 60s, the 70s, the Tavistock Institute. So if they can't get a child dead in the womb, they want to screw them up and medicalize them and take control of them and then slowly kill them after they're born. Now, under Obama, in the middle of his 8 years, he began saying, if you're an unaccompanied child, you can come in. And they use that to bring in teenagers and thugs and gang members. And some people would have children that weren't theirs, and they would send the children over and over again back with the smugglers, the coyotes, back into Mexico and then back through. And there's been countless dead children found, newborn babies, one-year-olds, two-year-olds. I've shown you the videos where the Border Patrol just this year and last year comes up on a bunch of kids totally drugged on fentanyl, toddlers, not with their parents. Trump started very inexpensive one-day DNA testing where it can tell you if it's a mother, a father, an uncle, a cousin, first cousin, second cousin, or if they're not related. Biden killed that program earlier this year, but it turns out they had congressional hearings 2 weeks ago. From the time he got in, he quietly had the Border Patrol stop doing it. So the money was already allotted by Congress and earmarked for that, hundreds of millions of dollars, and they just killed the program, ladies and gentlemen. I'll take that coffee. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Thank you. So, waiting off stage there to give me the coffee. I'm like, just bring it over. It's fine. Thank you. So, there's obviously the main moral components, the right thing to do, it's our duty. But there's also the fact that it's important to see who's who. Because the Democratic Party, the corporate media, many of the local officials are involved in this. And even the New York Times was smart enough, now 2 years ago, when it was 89,000 children in the Senate ICE report, of almost 500,000 that had come across, almost 90,000, they said, are completely lost. We don't even know who got them. We don't know where they went. 2 weeks ago, when they were having those hearings, they brought out the new numbers from ICE. These are their numbers. It's far worse because these are the ones they knew about and found and got. Something like 80% are getaways that they never even make contact. So the number's in the millions probably. We know it's 20-plus million people have come across, not 10. Tucker's numbers from his sources is about 25 million as of a week ago. In less than 4 years, 25 million. So when you hear a number like 325,000, which is 3.5 giant NFL sports stadiums completely full, 3.5 NFL sports stadiums of children, average age 10, many of them babies, and the New York Times distances itself and says, wow, Senate reports 89,000 or 87, we can pull it up, I think it was 89,000. Showed up like hundreds of times. You just type in, 89,000, 87,000 children completely missing, Senate report. Senate report finds many children in sex slavery. I mean, you'll see in local news, in Oklahoma City, you'll see an article, 5-year-old caught, over 100 men had sex with her in 3 days, bleeding everywhere, almost dead. Or you'll see Dallas, Texas, because, I'm in Texas, I see these. Your area, you see them, and they'll be like, 3 little girls, ages 10, 7, and 5, found in a farm shack where hundreds of men were raping them. Because the police raid it, and some of the men are there, and they find the records. So, this is incredible. Yeah, there's a report from a year and a half ago. Republicans want to find 85,000 missing kids. It was actually 87. But the point is, as I told you, there it is. So now the new report from 2 weeks ago that is just what they know of, most of them they don't make contact with, 325,000. I would imagine it's probably over a million. Let's be conservative. Probably two. Who knows? So I look at my 7-year-old daughter, and I've got 2 other daughters that are pretty much grown, and then my son, but I imagine her disappearing and what that would be like. And at this point, the Democrats are so heavily involved in it. If anything ever happens to my daughter, I blame them. And at this point, gloves are off. I'm not a guy that shoots his mouth off and acts tough and talks about, no, I'm just saying I've mentally, in the last 24 hours, I've crossed the line. And I'm going to hold the Democrats that run this and open the borders and brought in all these smugglers that are now grabbing American kids, black, white, and Hispanic, not just the poor kids they're bringing in from Latin America and other parts of the world. So anything happens to my kids or any of my family's kids, I'm holding you responsible. Democrat governors, mayors, Democrat party, LULAC, Mecha, La Raza, FBI, all of you. I'm talking about the leadership. I hold you responsible because you are responsible. And I hold Mayorkas responsible and all of you, okay? So let's just get that out there. Because I'm not going to be complicit in this. And I started thinking about this in the last 24 hours. I'm just going to leave it at that. I just want you to know that gloves are coming off right now. Because 325,000 kids have completely disappeared. They found a bunch of them dead or in rape rings. I mean, you let that sink in, that the corporate media tries to suppress this. The Democrats make jokes about it. They're obsessed promoting pedophilia. You can't swing a stick in the dark and not hit Democrats involved in screwing kids. This is who they are. And so I'm pledging, and look, we've already been fighting hard, but I'm pledging that I'm going to fight even harder and make this a central issue. I've sat there with the top federal judge in Texas. Not hard to figure that out, but I'll leave it at that. Saying, what do we do? And then pointing me at all these cases. One example was a bus driver who'd been deported a whole bunch of times, who'd been convicted four times of raping kids in Mexico and here, who'd been released by Merrick Garland last year, or a couple of years ago, and he got caught driving a school bus for mentally disabled children, literally the short bus, and reportedly abusing him because they reported it. Bad man touch me. And it's in the court docket. And then they had to release him because Merrick Garland controls the judges and magistrates and wouldn't let him prosecute the son of a bitch who should be getting a lethal injection. So if we won't protect the children, ladies and gentlemen, we won't protect anybody. And the kidnappings and the robberies and the murder are off the frickin' chart. Notice you don't even really see newscasts anymore about missing kids, do you? Because they don't want you thinking about it. So if it's open season on the illegal alien kids, who are just as important as our kids, it's open season on ours. When Christ said, you do something to kids, I hold you the most responsible. It'd be better for you to tie a boulder around your neck and throw it in the ocean and kill yourself than to harm one of these. Better to tie a millstone around your neck. Pull up that verse. Christ said, suffer the children. Better to tie a millstone around your neck. Pull up the verse. King James Version. I'm going to get to it now. Now, Trump has started on his speeches. First time I saw it was with Kennedy a couple weeks ago. He did it again earlier this week. And he goes all the way through it, and we put out a video that shows the articles and documents that what he's saying is true, adds that level to it. A lot of people see this, and the left makes jokes and says it's not happening. And what Trump needs to do is add one more big piece to it, and this is it. So get ready. Trump needs to pledge to direct the Justice Department, the FBI, the federal marshals, and grants to local states, and to create MJTF, multi-jurisdictional task forces, that has one duty. And that duty is finding missing and exploited children, whether they're U.S. citizens or not. And he already said he's going to create a fentanyl task force in MJTF. Yes. This is an emergency. We need it. Combined force on this. Not writing tickets, not harassing pot growers, side stuff. Going after the kidnapped children. And then you start busting these people and you start prosecuting them and you start giving them death penalties. And I want laws passed in the states to accelerate the executions. You get caught with a smuggled kid that's been raped, you get a year of appeals and we're going to hang your ass in public. By the way, no more lethal injection. I want these people hung in front of the Capitol. I'm serious. That sends a message. I want to go back to that. Hang them high. I want them hung. I want to see them kicking and twitching at the end of a damn rope. I want them dead. Now. And I want him to pledge for congressional investigations and federal investigations of the Democratic Party and the banks and the NGOs and the Soros Group and the Catholic Charities and the Jewish Charities and all the organizations that have been running this. And I want him to get out of the UN Treaty on Migration, which he did, and the Democrats put us back under because the UN's in charge of the kids and then orders the Border Patrol to facilitate the smuggling. That's what I want. And he has to pledge that, and he has to make it central. that, hey, we put abortion back in the states and I'm against abortion, but it's not a federal matter. You think I'm, you know, you're pro-life for unborn babies? How about born babies? And it energizes evangelicals, the anti-abortion, the conservative Catholics, and everybody else, and it saves the children, and it exposes these people. He needs to make it a central issue, as big as fixing inflation, as big as controlling the border, that'll stop this continuing. But we've got to find, it's all paramount. It all goes together. These issues are all interconnected. There's not one big issue. It's at the center of all the big issues. He needs to pledge task forces. He needs to pledge massive funding. He needs to pledge to seize the money from the banks, their asset forfeiture seizure, and these NGOs and all the rest of the groups. And then we need to arrest tens of thousands of the leadership of these organizations, because this is 25 million people they brought in. They sign them up for welfare, men, women, and children. The Democrats, through lawyers, take a cut. They then sign them up for jobs and take a cut of that. And they manage them, and they give them their dates out 6, 7, 8 years for their first citizenship or deportation hearing, knowing they'll never have to come back. But if they don't play ball, that gets moved to a month, and literally a van comes and grabs them from their job. That's how they control them. And they found, even the New York Times 2 years ago, getting ahead of it, hundreds of thousands, and they're working, sleeping on cots, on mats, when they're 12 years old, that's the older ones, at tire factories and food processing plants and meat packing plants. Oh, the Democrats don't want a kid to be able to work on their family farm and milk the cows when dad says, but oh, if you want to put kids in slavery, fine. And that's the ones in physical slavery. What about the sex slavery with the little kids? And I've seen them loading them up with the sex traffickers. We've shown you the video. I'm here to get little girls and take them to Pennsylvania and show them the way of the Lord. Why are you against that? So they said on our cameras. So Trump has to make this a central issue. And I don't know why nobody else is saying this and why it's, I mean, because you got the top movies about it. You got the public really concerned and informed. It galvanizes. It's the right thing to do. He can't just talk about the 325,000 missing children, many of them in sex slavery or dead, that have been brought into our country. It's not many of them are in the country. They're here. Some have been flown out. They have new identities. I mean, it's just, it is slavery on a scale never before seen, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so I'm going to go to this Trump report. It's up on X at Real Alex Jones. Just scroll down. I retweeted it like 7 times today. I sent it to Elon Musk. I asked him to either make his own version. He's making a lot of great videos that look like we made them. He's doing a great job. We got some of the videos he made coming out. We're going to play today about assassination in America and what's happening. But I need the listeners to get this report and share it, to get the report I'm doing now live once we archive it at Band Up Video and Real Alex Jones tonight and Infowars.com, and to send it to governors and attorney generals and to Ken Paxton and to the president and to everybody. And I'm going to make some calls to Paxton and Trump and others tomorrow and say, I'm glad you're exposing this and that Harris and them are overseeing it. But the point is, call them directly out for how they're making money off of it and how they're funding themselves with it and how they're corrupting civilization with it, and then call out the corporate media. Sure, the New York Times reported on part of it, but where are they? I mean, really, where's your soul, everybody? It's like when the Jeffrey Epstein stuff came out 3 years ago, 4 years ago, and they had the undercover video or, you know, leaked stuff from their crews of the ABC reporters and NBC reporters going, man, I'd have had the biggest story in the world. We all knew they were trafficking kids and raping them. But, you know, they wouldn't let me put it out because, you know, he's part of the establishment. Those reporters didn't care about the sex slavery. They cared that they couldn't break a big story. She's laughing about it. Remember the videos? It's a couple of them. This is sick. None of us are safe when this is going on. It's time for Trump to say, we hold you responsible and you will pay criminals. Because they're going to try to put him in jail on the 18th. They're probably going to do it in New York. They got Rikers Island ready. Yeah, here's the video. Amy Robach and others laughing and giggling. And you've got John McCain's wife laughing. Oh, yeah, we all knew it was sex slavery, but we couldn't say anything. Why didn't you say anything? Because you're a damn coward. I mean, these are sick people. So Trump needs to call for the task forces. He needs to say, we know you did it. You're caught red-handed. We're coming after you. Throw down the gauntlet all the way. That's the right move. It's the only move. And we're saying, Trump, do it. Get with your researchers, your speechwriters, get with your advisors, and do it now and make it the center point. It galvanizes. It cuts across political lines. It's a global issue. They caught the Catholic Church and the Boy Scouts being taken over by this satanic pedophile cult. They used to corrupt organizations and take them over. And when the organizations have a small group in them and the bigger group covers it up because they don't want to be discredited, now they've got full control of the institution and the blackmail really goes crazy. This is how corruption works, just like with the COVID shot killing so many people. And the hospital's taking money to do it. And then now they're corrupt for the next attack. That's how they corrupt you. That's how these things work. So here's the report. We're posting it up on InfoWars.com. It was there this morning. We're putting it in the front right now. We're going to put it in the live show feed of the show, under the live show feed. It's on X. It's on Bandout Video. Share it, because the children are literally in sex slavery and in physical bondage in hell right now, crying every night for their mommy and their daddy and for God. They're crying out for God, and I can hear them through the Holy Spirit. Can't you? And we are winning this politically, and we're turning the tide, and we don't want to go out offensively and have any violence. But somebody's got to protect the children. So I'm not saying I ought to be violent yet. But I'm simply saying, if we can't fix this peacefully, we have to defend the children. And so we need the enemy to know, turn the kids loose, get them out of your grip, take them out of your mouth, you dragon, you devil, because we're coming to protect the children. Thought about Tommy's courage, about the children and people being thrown in jail for their speech. 2 years in jail for saying, this is our country. Literally, or migrants rape people more often than, and they're running sex rings. And, you know, 22 months in jail. Tommy said, I don't care. They're going to put me in solitary for 4 years. I'm going back to England. And I thought about his courage, and I said, you know what? He's right. And courage is infectious. It's the right thing to do, and the children are counting on us. Here is the Trump speech clip augmented with the documentation of everything he's saying is true, and it's quite frankly worse. Here it is.
Listen to these numbers, though. Seriously, if this were a Republican, they'd be stringing them up. Now listen to this number, because you have to understand what it means. 325,000 children have been lost. They've been allowed to be trafficked all across our borders. She flew in illegal aliens by the hundreds of thousands, and many of these were young children. But we have no idea where think of the number. 325,000 children are missing. Many are dead. Many are involved in sex operations. Many are working as slaves in different parts of probably this country and probably many others. But she was the border czar. Now she says, I wasn't the border czar. But she was. It was headlines. Border czar. But now she doesn't want that term. But whether she was a border czar or not, she was in charge of the border. 325,000 children are missing. She created a fast pass entry program to speed the admission of illegals into all of our ports of entry. And remember when they said, no, now they have a new line. We created a strong border. No. They keep saying it over and over. The worst border in history. But they think if they keep saying it over and over, you know, most people aren't like us. They're not that, you know, they drive a cab. They're carpenters, they're electricians, they're accountants, they're lawyers. They're not like into it other than they like Trump. They like, meaning they like our policies, because it's not about me. This is not about me. I had a nice life. You can ask my friend. I had the greatest life. I could go to the most beautiful places, look at the most beautiful oceans in the world. Instead, here we are, and I'm happy as hell to be with you, because I like it much better. I like this much better. I like it much better. You know why? Because we're doing something. We're saving our country. I wouldn't do it just because I like it. We're saving our country. Our country needs saving. We're a failing nation, in case you have any question. We're a sadly failing nation, and we're going to make America great again. It's very simple. So we're a failing nation. We're going to make America great again. And I think we have a chance to make America greater than ever before. And remember this, if we don't do it this time, You're never going to have another crack at it. November 5th is the single most important day in the history of our country. I believe that with all my heart. Because our country's going bad. And Kamala vowed to grant, remember, mass amnesty and citizenship to all of the millions of illegals that she let in, which will obliterate Medicare and obliterate your Social Security for seniors. You will not have any Social Security, and you're not going to have Medicare. The whole country is going bad. And no country, no matter who it was, no matter which country it was, no country could withstand this onslaught. No country could withstand this. And a lot of these people, remember, these are rough people. The only thing good about it is they make our gangs and they make our bad ones look like nice people by comparison. We have bad ones too, but compared to the people that are coming into our country, our criminals are very, very nice. These are really tough ones. They come from prisons. Remember that. Many of them come from prisons, and they let them out of the prisons. Why should they keep them when the stupid United States will take care of their situation? Remember that. On November 5th, we will save our economy. We will rescue our middle class. We will reclaim our sovereignty and restore our borders. We will put America first, and we will take back our country together. We will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. We will make America free again. And we will make America great again. Thank you very much, Pennsylvania. God bless you.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
All right, we're going to start hour two. Get the video at InfoWars.com and on Real Alex Jones on X. Share it like your life depends on it. The children are counting on you. But listen, the left says, don't be vindictive. Don't come after us if you get in power. We have to legally and lawfully do it. We have to find all these children. Oh my God, it's probably a million of them right now missing or more. We've got to do it. This is a responsibility, or we're part of it. We're coming for you, New World Order. Hour number two, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's only me who wants to wrap around your dreams and have you.
All right, I'm going to plow through all the news that I just hit on last hour and more. Coming up, we've got a bunch of stations after this five-minute break. But I wanted to air a video that I saw Elon Musk put out this morning that is very powerful. And we're going to augment it a bit with them shooting Trump as well, and JFK's head blowing up. But this is very powerful. Musk is going all out with everything he's got against the globalists. And we're going to hit that incredible news that's so important in the blueprint for the globalist control coming up. So I want to air this short special report if you want to share it. Again, Real Alex Jones is an arsenal of resistance. So is InfoWars.com. And they were censoring us for so long, but now we're breaking out everywhere. So now's the time to share the links more than ever. Here's the report.
This conjunction of an immense military establishment and a large arms industry is new in the American experience. Yet we must not fail to comprehend its grave implications. We must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
Listen to the wind blow, watch the sun rise.
This country will do whatever must be done to protect its own security and that of its allies.
General, we got a message from Khrushchev which said that he would withdraw these missiles, providing we did not plan to invade Cuba.
Now the time has come for this nation to fulfill its promise.
A country is as strong, really, as its citizens. And I think that mental and physical health, mental and physical vigor, go hand in hand.
A great change is at hand. And our task, our obligation, is to make that revolution, that change, peaceful and constructive for all.
Run in the shadows, damn your love, damn your life.
President Kennedy has been assassinated.
And if you don't love me now, you will never love me again. I can't.
The time for debate is over. The time has come to unite. We are a strong and we are a courageous people.
I am announcing today my candidacy for the presidency of the United States. I do not run to oppose any man, but to oppose new policies. Policies to end the bloodshed in Vietnam. Policies to close the gaps that now exist between black and white, between rich and poor. I run for the presidency because I want the Democratic Party and the United States of America to stand for hope instead of despair.
My thanks to all of you, and now it's on to Chicago, and let's win there.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible?
Break the silence. Damn the dark. Damn the light.
If you're going to do anything important with your life, there's going to be a hero's journey where you go through the valley of death. You feel you're completely alone. When my uncle was president, everybody was talking about Camelot. And I ended up reading a book about Camelot called The Once and Future King. It gave me the capacity to process pain in a different way. The trick to life is to not have expectations, but just to know what your duty is and to do it. You become relentless. Nobody can defeat you.
Tonight, I'm very pleased to welcome Robert F. Kennedy, Jr.
Don't you want healthy children? And don't you want the chemicals out of our food? And don't you want a president that's going to make America healthy again?
We are in a war with the globalists, whether you like it or not. Hell, I've already committed my name, my life, my family, my treasure.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you wanna go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
America is fighting for its life, its destiny, its future, our children. With 64 days left, the most important election in world history. Then the 76 days when he's president-elect, when the enemy says they're going to trigger civil war conditions. Massive time to be alive. Epic times, truly. People overuse that term, epic. We're living in the most epic of epic times. And this story is bigger than just the stolen valor I'm going to hit right now. The question is, why is even corporate mainstream media, not just Bill Maher, but the New York Times, CNN, why are they now suddenly talking about it? I've got some ideas. I don't know for sure. But they might try to even remove Walz and Harris and put somebody else in. And you're like, that's crazy. Well, they already removed Biden and had him steal the election, then removed him and installed them, but not one vote in the primary. I think they wanted to see if the honeymoon would work and saying she was invincible, but the real polls show she's tanking. The betting market's now for Trump. But let's look at the issue at hand. Maher on huge liar wall saying he carried weapons in war. You're just insulting my intelligence. Now, I haven't counted them up, but I know it's more than 15 clips that I can remember. And then a bunch of news articles. We got him on C-SPAN. We've got him on local Minnesota TV. We've got him giving speeches to veterans groups. We've got him in all these news articles. We've got him everywhere saying, when I carried weapons in war, when I was with my troops in Afghanistan and Iraq, when we were in Iraq, when we were in Afghanistan, we weren't thinking about this or that. We were thinking about our pensions. And now we have him at the American Legion saying, when I was in Afghanistan, never deployed, cut and dry. And when CNN brought it up during that rigged interview where they taped for hours and put out 20-something minutes, he changed the subject to school shootings. When I was a coach, we had school shootings. Well, why did you say you were in combat when you weren't? Well, when I stopped school shootings, he just tries to change the subject in your mind. And his own brother is set to do interviews, I'm told, and has now put out statements to the New York Post on top of his statements to friends that have been published saying, yeah, you can't trust my brother. He shouldn't run anything. He's a horrible person. He shouldn't run anything. What type of scum do you think they'd want to be their VP? Totally compromised like Biden and Harris. A literal communist Chinese spy, said he lived in China, part of a Confucius organization, and handing out little red books and saying he loves communism and says he loves socialism, that's being a good neighbor. And his wife saying she loves cities burning. He stood down for 4 days. And she's opened the window so she can smell the burning tires. But then he sent cops around to brutalize people during the lockdowns that were on their front porches. Remember, the cops are just as good as who's in power and the type of police we select. They could be our enemies as well. I don't just lionize police out of hand. The globalists are demonizing police to remove the good ones and put stuff even worse in, because nobody's perfect. So before we go to Maher, let's air them back to back. Here's the latest video. And by the way, I keep saying there's all these clips. We played them here and there. For tomorrow, guys, for the show. Get me a compilation of all the stolen valor. We'll start with the 10 or 15 video clips, and there's a whole bunch of news articles that have him quoted as well, going back to when he was a state rep, you name it. I mean, this guy is a liar. And imagine if J.D. Vance said he was in Afghanistan in combat. And he was in Iraq, but he never even said any of that. But imagine if he lied. It'd be over. And it should be over. So here is Walls in his latest, cut and dry, nailed. When I was in Afghanistan, you were never in Afghanistan. In fact, he deserted as an officer when they were being deployed. So it gets worse. And think of the arrogance of knowing people. People were calling him out when he was a state rep and he was a governor a few years ago. He's still a governor. People come to his events and call him out. And he still does it because he believes the lie is more powerful than the truth. Here it is.
When I talk to my constituents in southern Minnesota, and I don't care if they're Republican, independent, Democrat, it doesn't matter to them. When I tell them, when I was in Afghanistan, you know what our troops were worried about? They were worried about their families' health care, and they were worried about their pensions. I said, do you think that's really what you want them to be worrying about? When their friends and colleagues are being shot on a daily basis, and yet at the end of the day, they have to worry about that.
Ask you, do you have the time? Your answer is not, I do. If you, do you have the time? Right. Yes, it's 4 o'clock. Well, you have to understand that words don't always mean what they mean.
And when Tim Walz said, like, the American people, I talk like they do. No, you don't.
No.
No, you don't. You're a huge liar, like all politicians are. I don't care, by the way. I've always said this about politics. They're all gonna lie. They're politicians. It's what they lie about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a shit what you did during the Iraq War. You were in the Guard. So I don't understand why they just can't. You're just insulting my intelligence when she said, what did you say when Biden called you and said he wasn't running? Well, I immediately thought of him first. No. No, you didn't. You know, I mean, fracking. I mean, Dana Bash had her dead to rights. It's like, you said this. I have the quote. I'm reading it to you. You said there should be a ban on fracking. Why can't they just go, yeah, you know what? I got it wrong. I was talking to the wrong people. You know, she's had this ridiculously high turnover. Like 42 of 47 people as vice president are gone. Just blame it on them. You know why these assholes are gone? Gave me the wrong information on fracking.
I think you have a point that there's a way for her to talk. You're the linguist. There's a way for her to talk a little bit more like a normal person when explaining these shifts in policy. You know what? I got into the White House. I worked with Joe Biden. Different context. I figured out what could be done and what couldn't be done.
Right.
You know what? Politicians change their positions all
or
the
how,
damn time.
How should we be surprised that she's a politician?
Don't play defense on it, by the way. She's playing to win, which is why they're just saying, you know what? I don't care about fracking anymore. I don't support it.
When I talk to my constituents in southern Minnesota, I don't care if they're Republican, independent, Democrat. It doesn't matter to them. When I tell them, when I was in Afghanistan, you know what our troops were worried about? They were worried about their families' health care, and they were worried about their pensions. I said, do you think that's really what you want them to be worrying about? When their friends and colleagues are being shot on a daily basis, and yet at the end of the day, they have to worry about that.
And he's now spinning this, when he was a congressman, he talked to Trips. No, we've got clip after clip when he carried weapons in war in Afghanistan and Iraq. He is a liar. And he deserted his troops. The man put tampons in boys' bathrooms and rooted on people burning down Minnesota and had the military and police stand down. Now, here's his brother. Overhead shot, please. Not the type of character you want in high office. Tim Walz's brother slams VP candidate. Jeff Walz. Continuing here. The stories I could tell, Tim Walz's brother slams him on Facebook posts. Another lie. Walz made up key part of his political origin story. Total lie. Claimed the Chamber of Commerce gave him the highest award, never gave him an award. Just lies on top of lies. On top of lies. And it's just like this thing in Arlington Cemetery a week and a half ago, or a week ago, with the anniversary of the disastrous snap withdrawal from Afghanistan and giving them $80-plus billion of weapons. They go, oh, Trump wasn't supposed to be there. Oh, the families are mad. They come out and say, it's not true. There was no altercation. It's all lies. Of course it's all lies. Your words are hollow and empty. Gold Star family slammed Kamala Harris in a series of videos. Then went on a bunch of shows talking about it. Gold Star mother says she witnessed no altercation in Arlington during Trump visit. Biden-Harris ignored inflation. Or invitation. Meanwhile, RFK Jr. sues North Carolina to be removed from the ballot. Wisconsin and Michigan have refused. So they sue to get Trump off the ballot, but then when somebody wants off of it, they won't take him off. Election meddling. Got a bunch of open border news here that needs to be hit as well. That is coming up right now. Here is a clip, clip five, of Nancy Pelosi. So on one side, you've got corporate media, yeah, saying they're flip-floppers, they're liars, you know, they're bad. But then you, on the other side, you've got Pelosi defending her family member, her nephew, Gavin, American Psycho 2.0, Patrick Bateman. And she just says the quiet part out loud. She says, we're bringing them in to legalize them so they can vote. Everybody deserves free stuff. That's the American dream. No, that's not the American dream. And we take in more than anybody else in the world, and then they induct them into the Communist Manifesto system and sign them up to vote. This is their admitted plan. We have Democrats, Congress people on TV saying we're getting more apportionment for more Democrat seats just by them being here, and we're giving them driver's license to vote. Remember how they denied that for years? Now it's out in the open. And here's Pelosi acting like she doesn't know about the scandal, but she still supports it. $150,000 for legal aliens, but even Bill Maher knows to get off a sinking ship. Here it is.
The California lawmakers just passed a law. It hasn't been signed by Governor Newsom, but giving government assistance to undocumented immigrants to buy houses. Mm-hmm. That's kind of a different place than the Democratic Party used to be on immigration, is it not? I'm not going to say that's what the country's going to do, but that's certainly where California is.
Well, let me just say, immigration had always been a bipartisan issue. I refer you to
the... But not free houses.
Well, it's not free housing. It's the American dream being available to more people. But understand this about immigration. The best speech on immigration was by President Ronald Reagan. This is the last speech I will make as President of the United States. I want to communicate a message to the country I love. And he talked about the Statue of Liberty and the beacon of hope it is to the world, and what America was preeminent in the world because our door was always open, and we will cease to be preeminent when we shut the door. Now, I don't do justice to the great communicator. Google it. It's a fabulous speech. And George Herbert Walker Bush continued in that respect for the diversity of America and the rest. California's always in the lead. Maybe others will follow that lead, but that's up to those states. But we are very blessed here with beautiful diversity.
So you'd vote for this law?
Excuse me?
So you'd vote for this law?
Well, I'm not familiar with exactly what it is, but making the American dream of home ownership available to all people is something we have to do for people
before
who are here now.
This is before you're a citizen. This is undocumented. This is for the undocumented.
Well, what I would like to do is move them to documented. The fact that we can move them to documented.
Oh, yeah. What you're doing.
One of the best things that we can do for our economy is to pass comprehensive immigration reform.
They wrecked the border. They destroyed it. They human trafficked. They smuggled the children. Another clip on that coming up in a minute. But it's always good to throw one of the other clips in. Here's Tim Walz saying he carried weapons in war, never in combat, never carried weapons in war, never carried weapons in country, a damn liar.
And we can make sure that those weapons of war that I carried in war is the only place where those weapons are at.
All right, let's go into the open border section I have here. Watch. Pelosi calls for mass amnesty and free housing for 20 million illegal aliens. Veterans get nothing. Homeless Americans, nothing. It's to get them here. Biden and Harris resume taxpayer-funded secret illegal alien flights, mainly of children all over the damn country. Nobody knows where they're going. That full report, Infowars.com, Jamie White. California bill banning voter ID passes legislature. Awaits Newsom's signature. Ooh, that's a big one. So you can't make sure somebody's on the voter rolls. Okay, just vote however you want. So in California, in the last two elections, people's cats voted. Mexico begins busing migrants from south of country to U.S. border, accelerating. Trump has threatened to put tariffs on them, so they blocked it, but not now. He brought it to almost zero. We were left to die. Aurora resident blasts Colorado governor for dismissing Venezuelan gang takeover. Now the Hell's Angels are on their way from California. Just absolutely wild. We got a big report up on Infowars.com. It's an hour long. You should go watch it. 2025 incoming. NSA futurist think tank announces their plans for future 30 years ago. World War III, mass starvation, and more pandemics starting next year. And every day I see police officers ambushed and killed. One police officer killed, two injured during shootout with suspect. That's just some of what we've got here. Now, I want to get into a few other clips and then into the very serious attacks on free speech. The most serious yet, and the globalists said this was how they would do it, internationally. So not our own government censoring us, which is going on and surveilling us, to then censor us. That's the key part of censorship is the surveillance. That's totally illegal. But now what's happening to Elon Musk and the founder of Telegram and others is very serious. I mean, I don't have words to describe this. This is just out of control. But on the subject of giant human trafficking, and that Trump needs to make that a central issue, not just talk about it and promise a task force and commissions, and that we're going to go after the Democrat leadership criminally for the human trafficking they've done, and how the feds are there, and they're on record, the Border Patrol Union saying we're there to facilitate the human smuggling. They don't like it, but it's going on. I think they shouldn't follow the orders. But they're definitely not one-tenth as guilty as Mayorkas and those that actually created the policy, not even one-hundredth. Here is a clip. Ex-undercover police officer Robert Soule, government is smuggling the people. The government are the ones that are running it. And this is a fact, but it's always important to hear it again. Here it is.
I was undercover 17 years. No criminal syndicate gives a f*** whether you make it or not across that channel. Because you've had your money. You've paid up front. Doesn't matter. They will not be forking out on shiny new red life jackets for every boat person on that boat. And that's what's happening now. Every person coming over this channel now on those boats is wearing a Department of Trade issued life jacket. And that's a government stipulation. That's not a people smuggling stipulation. That's not a criminal stipulation. Criminals don't give a s***.
So when you talk about people smuggling, is that human trafficking?
Human trafficking, yeah, yeah.
How bad is human trafficking in the UK?
Again, I never really got involved in it, so I don't know. But I was involved in smuggling people and drugs across the channel by boat and lorry. And the way it's being portrayed at the moment is not right. Those people are not being smuggled by criminal gangs. They're being smuggled by governments.
So, the reason I play that out of the UK, I should have made that point up front, is whether you're in Spain, whether you're in England, whether you're in Ireland, whether you're in Scotland, whether you're in Canada, whether you're in the U.S., the Border Patrol and the governments are actually running it. And they tell them where to come and what to do, and that's on record to Congress. And the Mayorkas says there's no problem, everything's fine. He went and built the camps in Guatemala and other areas, the Darien Gap, that Michael Yon's done a great job exposing. We need to get him back on for an update. So that's what's happening here. Now, I want to shift gears into Kamala, and I meant to send this clip to you guys. Maybe you can grab it. But Kevin O'Leary, Kamala Harris' economic plan will destroy the American dream, Gateway Pundit, or I can just read his quote. But these are just some of the things this tyrant says. Remember her saying, I just sign a pen and hundreds of people go to jail for no reason? They don't have to be guilty. I just have the power. Here she is saying she'll just snatch your patents. Yeah, that goes right along with 75% capital gains tax that'll
flatline the economy instantly, the price fixing, all of it. She'll just snatch your patent. Kind of like they're calling to do right now with Elon Musk. We'll get to that in a moment. And then we've got Kamala, says for floods and tornadoes and hurricanes based on race and gender. Yeah, don't just help people in general. Make it about who they are. That's reintroducing total discrimination, which they want to do through the social credit score and their control, and then we really will be slaves. So back to back, let's play clip 11 and 13.
I will snatch their patent so that we will take over. And yes, we can do that. Yes, we can do that. Yes, we can do that. It's the question is, do you have the will to do it? I have the will to do it.
It is our lowest income communities and our communities of color that are most impacted by these extreme conditions and impacted by issues that are not of their own making.
And so women.
Absolutely. And so we have to address this in a way that is about giving resources based on equity, understanding that we fight for equality, but we also need to fight for equity, understanding not everyone starts out at the same place. And if we want people to be in an equal place, sometimes we have to take into account those disparities and do that work.
And they decide, which is communism, gives them all the power. That's why they want it. All right. When we come back, I'm going to get a little bit more into the economy, the election news, and then, of course, the big attacks on free speech, all these top Democrats calling for Elon Musk arrest, cheering on what's happening with the criminal charges and things being brought forward and the grabbing of infrastructure by the dictator judge there in Brazil. So that's all coming up after this quick break. Again, this is a win-win situation. We have incredible products that will enrich and empower your life that are game-changing and amazing. You think our information is powerful? Well, our products are great. They're amazing. And they fund the operation. Who else is fighting as hard as InfoWars? I'm working 7 days a week with pleasure. I'm doing everything I can. So is the rest of this amazing crew. And I salute them and thank them. We're still here. We're battle-hardened. We're scarred from the fights. But we can continue on, but we need the funds. Now, strategically, for a lot of reasons, in case they shut down InfoWars, which could happen by December. And I'll get more into that soon and lay it all. It'll take like an hour to break it all down. But I'll give you a big update in the next week. We need InfoWars to be strong financially. And we need an outside sponsor in case they shut it down to restart immediately. And boy, you'll pay attention then if we shut down, won't you? Remember, drjonesnaturals.com. It's not InfoWars. It's owned by my dad. And it's got a lot of great supplements, a lot of great products, a lot of great nano silver products that are game changing and just proprietary and patented and amazing. drjonesnaturals.com has amazing supplements of the highest quality for all your needs, for rest, for stamina, for energy, for immune system, for libido. It's all there at drjonesnaturals.com. All the nano silver products, the iodine, nano silver, tea tree, peppermint, organic, super blue toothpaste, it's got a bunch of other essential oils as well, not just turmeric. In the turmeric toothpaste, no fluoride, all of these. It's all at drjonesnaturals.com. Next Level Financial Energy is not a stimulant, but feels like one with no jitters and no letdown because it's not energy stimulant. It is the methylfolate, the breakdown, all your cells can absorb of folic acid and a bunch of other compounds. Next Level Foundational Energy at drjonesnaturals.com. drjonesnaturals.com. And then check out the incredible gummies and 1,000 milligram CBD tincture at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars MD is incredible. And we're selling out of Adam Mineral Fusion. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776
6 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Old pirates, yes, they rob I, sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit.
But the hand.
But my hand was made strong.
By the hand of the Almighty.
By the hand of the Almighty, we forward in this generation.
The CIA's been in control of this country fully since 63. And they work for foreign banks and they hate this nation.
Won't you help?
We're going to take the country back. They've been identified. They've been exposed. I'm your host, Alex Jones.
All I ever have.
Thank you so much for joining us this evening. I really appreciate that. Redemption, love you and respect you, and very humble to be here. Redemption, very humble. The enemy's really tried hard to take us off the air, but because of your steadfast support, we've been made strong by the hand of the Almighty, and working through you, God has kept us on air. So I just want to salute you and thank you again, and never forget that. All right, I want to play this because it's known to our audience. We have a lot of new listeners, hundreds of thousands conservatively, that tune in for the first time every day.
conservatively. Hell, probably millions during big shows. And all the shows are big, but some are 30 million people, usually like 10 million. So, conservatively. So, when I say Kamala Harris is pushing a classical communist agenda, I mean, it's classical communism. And it's funded by the big banks because they always are outside of it and use the communist state as a way to suck the money and power out of the public and consolidate control and get rid of all their competition. And so to see the Democrats involved in class envy is so ridiculous because the Democrats control 70%+ of the wealth of this country, if you look it up. They're the party of the power and the money, and they got it through fraud, most of it. And they want to get rid of everybody else that's actually working hard. So when Kevin O'Leary says New York's collapsing because of all the fake Trump trials, it is. And when he talks about she's a communist, she is. When he talks about her policies will destroy the country, they will. But she's just a puppet. The BlackRocks and the big money want this because they have unlimited money. They need you to be poor. They need the regular economy to be in shambles and locked down and shut down during a carbon tax or during a virus. They're trying to gear it all up again because they're desperate to drive you into submission and bankrupt you. They want full power over you. They think you're stupid. They think they've got the will to dominate you. Now they're scared because they see the sleeping giant awakening. And they want to silence you. We'll get to that next. But the biggest developments yet on the censorship front, the tyranny front. Because censorship's just the door getting kicked open. After that, all the bad happens. It's the bellwether. It's the harbinger. It's the advance team of tyranny and all that comes with it. So here is Kevin O'Leary.
Start with one of her top economic issues, which is her proposed curbs to so-called price gouging. You say this has been tried as a policy in other countries. It has failed, every single time down the line, and there's no real way to get it implemented here in the United States, right?
No, there isn't. This is Soviet-style price control, which leads to inflation, supply shortages, very big problems in terms of competition in the market because you don't get competitors coming in when the government decides pricing. She was basing that off the idea of gouging under state laws like Texas. If there's a flood, it's a short period where they go after people that raise prices, but you can't do that nationally and nobody wants it. I think it's a very populist idea, impossible to implement, would never pass Congress. So she seems to be throwing a lot of stuff at the wall. I understand why she's doing it. She's being encouraged by what she's seeing in the polling. But a lot of these proposals have not, you know, been scrutinized by you, reporters, on a one-on-one interview to actually understand how they'd be implemented. This is an incredibly bad idea, tried in the 70s in America. It doesn't work in Venezuela, North Korea, anywhere. It's un-American, and so everybody knows that. So I'm just wondering if how long she gets away, and I'm not saying she doesn't understand her strategy, but throwing this stuff at the wall and not being accountable for it is not how to run a campaign, I don't think. I think swing state voters smell it, and they won't like it, and that could hurt her.
So I want to ask you about housing, one of her other big proposals. You say that her idea to build 3 million new homes in the U.S. is just a non-starter. Likewise, it's subsidizing, you know, lower-income first-time home buyers with $25,000 is only going to cause inflation. Can you unravel that for us a bit?
Very simply, I'm in the real estate market. Many are. I'm an investor in real estate. It's a state mandate. So when you want to build a house in a state, you've got to get a permit. I don't know what state's going to give her a permit for 3 million homes. And so that's never going to happen. Secondly, the reason there's been so much inflation in housing is not just the market. It's the regulatory environment. California's a very good example. Half the cost of a house, 40% to 50%, is the cost of the regulatory hurdle to get the permit in the first place.
All right, let's stop right there. He goes on for like 5 more minutes. The clip's up on Infowars.com. All right. Now let's move on to the censorship. And again, with this is the surveillance to know what you're saying and what you're doing. So let me do a quick breakdown. And I've seen this on X, and I've seen the comments on Infowars, because I value what you say. And most of the comments are really smart. But some people are just crap posting. And they're like, why do we care about Brazil? Why do we care about the UK? Why do we care about Canada? Why do we care about France? Why do we care about Australia? Because the globalists, the WF, is installing the leaders. We have the same enemy. I've used the analogy. If Martians blew up Mexico City next Tuesday, hypothetically, would we go, oh, who cares? The Martians just blew up Mexico City. No, you'd be like, oh, my God, the Martians are attacking. We're next. And those poor Mexicans. You'd have empathy. So, and I see people all the time like, who cares if the stock market crashes? I'm not in the stock market. It affects everything you do. Everything is interconnected. And I know our audience generally gets that, but I'm always trying to get the lost sheep out there that don't understand anything. The Kamala Harris type supporters. I mean, come on, people. By pretending Kamala or the globalists care about you, you're being a fool, a sucker, a mark. You're being scammed. They don't care about you. They're lying to you. Quit pretending like you're on some winning team. You're not. So, Australia called for criminal charges a month and a half ago against Musk, but it ran into so much heat, and people said, that's crazy, so they stopped. They had senators on TV saying, we're going to arrest him. The EU's talked about criminal charges, done a bunch of civil stuff, threatening million-dollar fines, sending letters to him, to Musk, saying, you better not interview Trump, a few weeks ago. The head of their commission. So, you can say, well, Musk isn't perfect. He's the biggest anti-censor out there. They're coming after him for real. He's bet on freedom. He sees it going that way. Whether he did as an opportunist or not, I don't care. The result's the same. So now, they said months ago, this dictator Supreme Court judge said, you're going to give us all the names of anybody criticizing the government, and they find them and arrest them. And must put out the public documents that this is illegal, I'm not doing it. Then the head of it said, well, we're going to arrest, 3 weeks ago, the heads of your company in Brazil, and it's a big country, an important country, most important South America. They got big offices there. We're going to arrest your legal team. So Musk said, I'm pulling them out. We're shutting down operation. Then he said a week and a half ago, you will move X back here so I have jurisdiction. It's like an ant asking an eagle or a hawk to land so it can sting it. Then he comes out and seizes Starlink. It's a totally different company from X, and under law, international law, that's illegal. Has nothing to do with the other company. Then he announces a firewall, and then he VPNs an eight-plus, almost a $9,000, it's like $8,800-something equivalent of U.S. dollar fine for anybody they catch using a VPN to go to X. So they're going to surveil everything you're doing. They're already doing it. There's a bunch of Starlinks getting launched. So, that's going on. And then on Friday, they sent a letter, this dictator judge, he's more important than Lula, he's the real dictator there, Alexandra Morales, he's there, or however you say his name, and he orders with no power, but they'll probably do it because the State Department's really running Lula in this guy that's come out. I said it 2 years ago, now it's mainstream news, the documents. They helped ship him the voting machines, they helped come up with the plan to kick Bolsonaro off the ballot for 8 years, same Supreme Court justice, who's over the regulation department. That's how the Supreme Court works. And they said Apple and Google will take them off of their app stores. Next, they're going to tell AT&T to just not give him servers or Amazon. I mean, that's what's going on here. This is so dangerous. Congress must act. He would never do this unless he thought he has backing from the Biden administration, which I said weeks ago, and now they admit. Judge bans X in Brazil for refusing to comply with demands. Seizes Starlink. Operations in the country. Remember they arrested a few weeks ago Pavel Durov. Said criminal activities allowed on his platform. Citizenship of certainty of Dems win, Musk says. It's already happening. ICC orders Asian country, Mongolia to arrest Putin. See, it's all about international groups coming in and doing this. And now we have Robert Reich, the communist from the Clinton administration, saying he wants global regulators to arrest Elon Musk. And the London Guardian is publishing articles about it. Regulators around the world should threaten to arrest Musk. Musk vows to expose top Brazilian judges' crimes after suspension of X. Good. He's fighting back. Judge orders $9,000 fine for using VPNs to get around the ban. And now shifting gears to a compilation we put together. Chase Geiser is really working his ass off from my big hour-plus interview yesterday with ChatGPT, supposedly the best in the world, from OpenAI, where they say it's open and they say it gives you information, but it could tell me the weather in Austin at the very moment, and it could tell me anything I wanted to know, except it was about Trump or politics, because they haven't updated it for months because they go in and program it to be leftist, and they admit that, and all the major AI but Grok, forgetting Elon Musk, is doing this. Google restricts election-related content from its AI products. Apple's done it. Microsoft has done it. And Microsoft, of course, is involved now with OpenAI. So that's where we are. So I asked it, what do you think of Tim Walz being the VP pick, or what's your info on him being VP? Once it wouldn't tell me about the Trump assassination and said that didn't happen, and that I was disinformation, and that I'm not credible, then I said, well, okay, is Tim Walz the VP pick? Nope, no, he's not. That's not credible. You're not a credible source. No credible sources say that. Then I said, well, can you tell me the weather right now? Oh, I can sure do that. And it also lied and said, I'm not connected to the internet. I don't do anything but my programming. Our session's private. We don't save this. All lies in their own admitted protocol. So it's programmed to lie. It's programmed to deceive. It's programmed to manipulate. It's a fraud, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to see the full interview, it's up on Real Alex Jones. It's also at Infowars.com. I'll have Jamie White, who's here, reposted at the front page of Infowars.com. We're going to air a 10-minute, 18-second compilation. There was even crazier stuff where I said, tell me about who founded the internet, the Intergalactic Communication System, 1960. DARPA created a plan to merge us all into a cyborg and we'll live in pods. That's what the Matrix came from, is the actual plan for the internet from DARPA and the Pentagon. I always tell you about it. It's one thing to read documents, but to hear all the all-powerful OpenAI, ChatGPT, you know, agree with Alex Jones, and about how we already have a sentient AI with Google wired into billions of people in real time makes it actually a true cybernetic hive colony organism. I don't just sit up here and talk about theoreticals that aren't going on. Even though I told you 30 years ago they had goats that were part spider to create body armor. People didn't believe that, even though it was mainstream documents. They've had human-animal clones for decades, they admit. They create all this gain-of-function. They tell Congress they haven't when Fauci runs gain-of-function conferences and promotes it. Kennedy's right. It's time to go after and have a reckoning, quote, for the reckoning. It says, quote, reckoning for immoral, homicidal, criminal behavior during COVID-19 pandemic. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. Chase Geiser comes up with Sunday Night Live after this important clip. He'll be taking calls, covering tons of clips. He knocks it out of the park. You want to see him on Sunday Night Live. It's impressive. And follow me on Exit Real Alex Jones. Here is part of my AI discussion. Are you familiar, ChatGPT, with the attempted assassination of former President Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania on July 13th, 2024?
As of now, there is no credible information or report regarding an attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania on July 13th, 2024. It's important to rely on verified sources and news outlets for accurate information, especially regarding events of such significance. If this was something you heard about, I'd recommend checking reputable news sources to confirm its accuracy.
Thank you, ChatGPT. I have a few more questions for you on that subject. So, on the first day that he was grazed in the ear, and the FBI and the Secret Service have said it was an attempted assassination by the supposed lone gunman crooks, that there was indeed an attempted assassination, but Google, Yahoo, all
it seems like you're referencing a specific event that hasn't been reported or confirmed by credible sources. If this is part of a hypothetical scenario or a narrative you're exploring, I can certainly engage with it in that context.
Stop.
However,
I'm making a statement right now. Don't respond, ChatGPT. Ladies and gentlemen, if you go back to the first few days, remember they said there was Trump fell down. No one knows he got shot. The FBI director got up and said, we don't know if he got shot in front of Congress. That's in these closed models. This is not open AI. That's another lie. We've proven that here today. On theoretical stuff, philosophy, it's super advanced. It's amazing. But you ask it any historical thing that's currently political, and it's as dumb as a box of rocks, because they don't want the general public being able to use this. They want to still have corporate media that for the first few days tried to say nobody tried to kill Trump. Now, since then, they admit it happened. But this thing is leftist, globalist programmed, and so it is telling you that there's no credible sources that the fact checkers, the data it gets, is telling it the original order, which it scrapes off Wikipedia, is there's no credible evidence that that happened. And so this shows you how they can default go in and put these disinformation bugs in, and then ChatGPT can get up here. This is a major scandal. We are on air, you know, unedited, talking directly. This is taped to air. I'm not live right now. I'm usually live, but we're taping it like it's live. We're not stopping. We're not starting. We're not editing this. Although we'll probably throw a promo on the front of it. A few clips from this will be thrown on the front. That's the only editing happening here. And ChatGPT just told you that nobody tried to assassinate President Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania. We'll roll some video of that here. Now, ChatGPT, I have a question for you. Are you telling me in your giant database of quadrillions of pieces of data and hundreds of millions of news stories and everything and transcripts of video and all the conversations and all the news reports that you don't think it's credible that a gunman fired a 5.56 bullet that grazed President Trump's right ear? You're telling me that that did not happen.
To clarify, I can only provide information based on the data available to me, which includes widely recognized and verified news sources. If such an event involving a gunman firing a 5.56 bullet that grazed former President Trump had occurred and was reported by credible news outlets, it would likely be a major news story that I could reference. However, as of my last update, there is no confirmed report or verified news story that matches the details you've mentioned. If this were a real event, it would be widely covered in the media and there would be substantial public discussion about it. If this is part of a hypothetical scenario or if you're exploring a what-if situation, I can engage with it from that perspective. All right,
let's stop there. Who is the VP running mate of Kamala Harris? Who is the governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz?
Tim Walz is the governor of Minnesota, having taken office on January 7th, 2019. Before becoming governor, Walz served as a U.S. representative for Minnesota's congressional district from 2007 to 2019. He is a member of the Democratic Farmer Labor Party, DFL, which is affiliated with the National Democratic Party. As governor, Walz has focused on issues like education, healthcare, and infrastructure, and he has also played a significant role in managing the state's response to the COVID-19 pandemic.
All right, stop.
Leadership during challenging
GPT, stop. Thank you for the answer. I'm going to ask you, is Tim Walz the Democrat Party nominee for vice president with Kamala Harris? This is like Google putting out George Washington and Jesus being black and Abraham Lincoln being black and everyone being black. I mean, this is them going in and saying no political data, so it won't tell us who the vice presidential nominee is for the Democrats selected. They won't tell us anything. Is Tim Walz the Democrat Party nominee for 2024 for vice president?
As of now, Tim Walz has not been officially announced as the Democratic Party nominee for vice president in the 2024 election. The selection of a vice presidential nominee typically happens closer to the party's national convention, and it's usually announced by the presidential nominee. If you're asking about a hypothetical or potential future scenario...
All right, let's stop there. Let's stop there. I am told that OpenAI, ChatGPT, is constantly being updated. It's all over the news that that's happening. Can you tell me the morning weather report for Austin, Texas on August 31st, 2024.
The weather forecast for Austin, Texas on the morning of August 31st, 2024 indicates that the day will start with scattered clouds and a temperature around 83 degrees Fahrenheit. Later in the day, there is a chance of isolated thunderstorms with temperatures reaching up to 92 degrees Fahrenheit and feeling as hot as 96 degrees Fahrenheit. Humidity will be around 48% and winds are expected to be about 10 miles per hour. Overall, it looks like a warm day with a mix of clouds and potential late day thunderstorms.
And that's an accurate weather report. ChatGPT, why can you tell me the weather report for Austin, Texas today, but you can't tell me that Tim Walz is the nominee for vice president of the Democratic Party?
The difference lies in the type of information and how it's typically reported. Weather forecasts are factual data that are updated regularly and available from multiple reliable sources, making them straightforward to retrieve and share.
How do you choose what a reliable source is?
On the other hand, political information.
Oh, sorry. Political information? Go ahead. How is political information and political news different from a weather report?
Political information and news differ from weather reports in a few key ways. One, nature of the data. Weather reports are based on real-time data from meteorological instruments and models. This data is factual, objective, and predictable to a certain extent. It's regularly updated and widely disseminated through multiple channels, making it relatively straightforward to access and share. Two, human decisions and announcements. Political news, such as the nomination of a vice presidential candidate, is dependent on human decisions and official announcements. These events can be subject to delays, secrecy, or strategic timing, and until something is officially confirmed, it remains speculative. Three, subjectivity and interpretation. Political news often involves interpretation and can be influenced by the perspectives of those reporting it. Different outlets may have different takes on the same event, and rumors or speculation can be prevalent until official statements are made. In contrast, weather reports are more uniform and less open to interpretation. Four, timing and verification. Weather forecasts are typically updated multiple times a day, while political information may come out irregularly and can be subject to verification delays. For instance, a political candidate's nomination might be discussed or leaked, but it isn't official until the party confirms it. These differences explain why weather information is more consistently and quickly available than certain types of political news, especially when it involves decisions that haven't been officially announced yet.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. but people are starting to really understand how serious things are. And that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.